So this is a commander deck, right? A commander deck is a 100 card
Antonio
deck.
Jones keeps a deck of Magic the Gathering cards in the pocket of his prison uniform. He fans the deck out to show cards with drawings of elven queens, artifacts, and fantastical creatures. As he explains how the cards work, the corrections officer in the room begins to chuckle.
And this, yes, I am. I'm doing this, sir. I'm doing it. It's an awesome game. I recently got into it. I am not ashamed of my nerddom or the fact that I love this game.
Jones is one of a dozen incarcerated men sitting in a classroom in Danville Correctional Center. They are serving out long sentences for charges like sexual assault, murder, or being an accomplice to murder. They have all worked hard to become better versions of themselves, leading peer mentoring classes and working towards bachelor's and master's degrees as much as possible. And all but two play Magic the Gathering. Robert Schultz is another mentor. He teaches about conflict resolution as others in the prison get close to re-entering society. He says Magic is new to him.
There's not that many people who play it, right? Obviously, like, prison culture comes from urban areas, stuff like that, and you don't really find that many people who are playing Magic cards.
Schultz says the game is complex, and they are all really into the rules. They have a lot of time to learn them.
The rules, it depends on who you're playing with, right? It depends. They're very particular. It's like if you ever seen a pickup basketball game in grade school, and everybody thinks they're going to the NBA, so they're calling every single travel, every single like double dribble.
But the game has only recently been allowed at the prison. In 2001, Danville Correctional Center banned family and friends from sending Magic the Gathering cards. The Illinois Department of Corrections says the prison identified them as a security risk because of their value for trading. But in 2021, the prison began hosting Magic the Gathering tournaments using old cards that had been grandfathered in. Those in custody began to ask about buying new cards. Last year, the prison decided that staff could approve card purchases directly from a retailer. Department of Corrections spokesperson Naomi Pizzello said by email that the cards haven't caused any negative incidents. She says those in prison aren't allowed to have protective sleeves for the cards, so they get worn down and aren't as valuable as trading items. She says the game has become a constructive mental outlet for those in custody at Danville. She says it also helps reduce stress and supports emotional regulation. Psychiatrist Terry A. Coopers agrees. He's a professor at the Wright Institute in Berkeley, California. He says prisons take things away from the incarcerated too often.
Having possessions is a very important part of feeling like a human being. We're proud of the clothes we wear. We read books. We communicate with loved ones outside of correctional facilities.
The closer to normal life prisons can keep conditions, the more ready the incarcerated are to go straight afterwards. He says prisons should try to provide access to everyday items as much as possible.
It's the having access, having some freedom.
Cooper says it sounds like the men in Danville have found a creative recreational outlet that they want to do, and that's really healthy. At Danville Correctional Center, Magic the Gathering is also honing mentorship skills. Robert Schultz teaches about conflict resolution in the peer education classes and also while playing the game.
So there was a young kid and he showed up and he was watching, you know what I mean? Like kind of hovering around the table as we're all playing and he's just watching and watching and we're like, hey, do you want to play?
Then as the game heated up, Schultz says that player started to become rude.
Then we had a conversation with him. I was like, hey, look, like if you're going to be hanging out with us, this is the kind of behavior that we expect.
Schultz saw the younger player learn from the conversation and start thinking about how to set boundaries in other interactions. One day, the player complained that his peers were making fun of him for playing Magic.
I explained to him, I'm like, hey, you're sitting down here with someone, two people who are bachelor's degrees. I'm a master's degree student, right? All peer educators, all life coaches. Like, what are they doing with their lives, right? Of course they're going to make fun of you.
Schultz said even having that conversation showed that the younger player felt comfortable being vulnerable with him, and that was its own win.
And if he could do it with us, imagine what he's going to do when he gets home with his family and people he, like, trusts on a more deeper level.
For Antonio Jones, Magic is a source of joy in a tough environment. He is always aware that he cannot have a bad day in prison as a mentor and as he works to show how he has grown since his conviction.
I can be overwhelmed and I can have moments of humanity where I may do something regrettable. And so I try to maintain a level of awareness to myself to be able to manage the stressors that I face on a daily basis.
So he manages the stress with music, journaling, and Magic the Gathering. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.